Moving now to domestic politics, Democratic governors meet this week. At a time when the party is still licking its wounds from the last election and trying to figure out what to do next. Joining us now is NPR News analyst Cokie Roberts. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
The first signal of what the Democrats are up to will come with their choice of a party chair, won't it?
Yes, and that is so interesting because they are talking about everyone from former Vermont governor and presidential candidate Howard Dean to former Georgia governor Roy Barnes, which gives some sense of which way they go, gives a sense of what the party wants to say. Some people are convinced after the last election that the party was not liberal enough, not populist enough. You remember Howard Dean talking about coming from the Democratic wing of the Democratic Party. And if he is picked, that would certainly be a signal that the party agrees with him. Then there are others who, of course, say the party wasn't centrist enough, wasn't reaching enough to the middle, particularly the Southerners and Midwesterners. And Governor Barnes or someone like him would indicate that view is the majority view. You know, even though John Kerry won more votes than any candidate in history other than George Bush, it's interesting, it's not his pick because he lost, and so it really is up for grabs.
Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton and former President Bill Clinton are major forces in the Democratic Party. Are they backing anyone in particular?
Not so as you notice. That doesn't seem to be the case. Of course, the outgoing chairman, Terry McAuliffe, was a Clinton pick, and he was a great money man for the party. But now they're feeling like they need someone to send a different kind of signal about the direction the party is headed in. There is some talk of former Clinton aide Harold Ickes, but that doesn't seem to be going very far. But you know, what's interesting, Renee, is that Senator Clinton and former President Clinton themselves reflect the two sides of the party. The former president is out of the centrist Southern wing and, like his fellow Southern Governor Jimmy Carter, the winning wing of the party. Senator Clinton does not necessarily disagree with her husband on policy, but she is a senator from New York and represents a much, much more liberal constituency.
Cokie, months before the election, we talked about what's been called the faith gap, and that the way it plays out in these days is the difference between how those who regularly go to church vote versus those who don't regularly go to church. What are the Democrats doing about that?
Having a very hard time figuring it out. Once again, those regular churchgoers went 2-1 for Bush, and we live in a country of regular churchgoers. The Democrats need to figure out how to deal with that while not abandoning, in their view, not abandoning their commitment to abortion rights and gay rights and not offending their friends in Hollywood. And it's not obvious how they can do that. They're trying to find ways to emphasize that issues like poverty and the environment are indeed moral issues. But that's not very likely, at least at this moment in history, to be the convincing argument for a lot of religious people. And I think that their pick of party chair will give us some sense of how they're hoping to deal with that.
And the Republicans, what are they doing while all of this is going on with the Democrats?
Well, of course, they're enjoying it, but they don't seem to be in a very conciliatory mood, having won as much as they have, and not just in Washington, but in the state legislatures as well. The Speaker of the House pulled, as you know, the intelligence bill from the floor because he did not have the majority of his own caucus. And he wants to pass things with the majority of the majority, not reach out to Democrats to get a majority. That's very different from how some presidents and speakers have done it in the past.
Cokie, thanks very much. NPR News analyst Cokie Roberts.